You're tuned to Deadly Choices Radio with your host, Sinead Clements.
Yes, that's right, your mob. You're listening to Deadly Choices Radio on AAA Murray Country. And I am Sinead Clements. I'm a proud Kalkadoombira, Jitterbal woman from far north Queensland. Before I go ahead, I'd like to acknowledge and pay my respects to the traditional custodians of the land of which we're broadcasting from today. It's show one for Deadly Choices of 2022. So we're a bit excited and we can't wait to see what the year's going to bring. But welcome to the show. And you know what we do here, we always dedicate our show towards mob making deadly choices. So that can be anything from, you know, eating healthy, remaining active in both your body, mind and spirit, ensuring you keep up to date with those 715s and resisting any temptation to pick up smoking or taking the right steps to quit smoking for you and your family. So on the show today, we're joined by Ambassador Bo Dela Cruz. A bit later, we'll also be joined by one of our MobLink call center coordinators, Laura Caroba. We'll also have a little deadly quit smoking story. So to inspire you guys, if you want to quit smoking this year, that, you know, might a little story that might inspire you guys, as well as we'll have Dr. Mills, who will join us later on in the show and give us a bit of a rundown on COVID-19 and where we are right now. But I'd like to welcome Bo. How are you going, Bo?
Hey, sis, I'm good. Yourself? Merry Christmas, Happy New Year and all that.
Yeah. And all that jazz. Did you have a restful break?
No, I don't think
three kids.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever restful with three kids. No, but it was lovely. Mum and Dad came down from Darwin, which was good. You know, they haven't been out of Darwin since COVID hit, so it was really good, you know, for them to get out and see them. You know, Dad was still a bit windy about it all, but no, it was a really good one. You know, a lot of festivities happening, catching up with family, heading down to the beach, all that stuff. So, yeah, we had a really good one.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, you know, last year I think for everyone was a huge year, and yeah, I think just everyone was sprinting towards that finish line, waiting to have a little bit of a break. And I know I definitely just did nothing as much as I could. Obviously, try to get a bit of training done up north, but yeah, it was a bit of a scorcher weather kind of lately, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, that's it, with especially going up north, going up home, it's always going to be, you know, stinking hot. But even down here, it's been pretty hectic. The heat, you know, it's heating up. We've had obviously a lot of rain, which hasn't done good for my pool. You know, the husband's been cleaning that, I reckon, nearly every day. But no, it's been a good change. I think, like you said, you know, everyone was just racing to that finish line towards the end of the year. But, you know, it was a pretty good year, I suppose, and considering, you know, what we had to go through. And I don't know if things are going to get any better or they're going to sort of, you know, this is going to be the norm now. So, yeah, it's 2022 is, you know, obviously an exciting year to look forward to. And, yeah, can't wait. A few things happening in my world, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think with cases right now skyrocketing, I know a lot of parents are out there and they're quite nervous as well, you know, for our young ones. But, you know, what is the plan that you've taken? We always say here, vaccinated or not, it's good to have a plan. And I know I got a bit crook over the Christmas break, and a few of my family members have, you know, got COVID, especially up north. It's quite scary. But, you know, it kind of inspired me. I need a little home kit, and I need to know numbers, and I need to know, you know, who's going to look after me and the things around me. And you as a mum, you know, you definitely have to have that sort of plan. So kind of what is your thinking to keep your family safe right now?
Yeah, well, I suppose I do. I have my little home kit. I also have, you know, obviously with the Broncos, you know, being the assistant coach there, we have quite a strict protocol as well. When it comes to COVID and, okay, you can go in the pool. Sorry, guys, my daughter's here. You know, about, you know, being COVID safe. And that's everything. And that can get tough at times too because we're quite isolated. But we do obviously have our plan, you know, and I think even before the protocols from the NRL came in, you know, we were making good choices, you know, not going to the places where there were lots of people, you know, we were, you know, just staying home as much as we could, doing all the social distancing, wearing our masks everywhere. I brought the kids some little masks as well for Christmas. So that was, they love them because I think they're real deadly now.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you think you're deadly with a mask on, but they, you know, when you, when you're small, girl, small boy.
Spider-Man loves it.
Yeah, you think you're big man, big woman, but No, we're just making sure that we're keeping safe. We're, you know, exercising as well, outdoors. We've got a good park across the road from home. So, yeah, you know, and if in any case that any of us do get sick, we do have people that are around us that are can actually care for us, care for my children if need be, et cetera. But it's, I suppose it's inevitable. You know, a lot of people, everyone's going to get it at some stage. But it's just being prepared and making sure that you have people around you that are also, you know, willing to help out when the time comes.
Absolutely. And just to touch on that isolation thing, you know, I definitely, working from home last week, I'm not a work from home type person. I love to have a yarn, especially face to face. But, yeah, I found myself calling friends almost every day and making sure I'd touch base. And, yeah, those conversations probably were a bit longer than they should have. But,
it needed...
Yeah,
what would we do without FaceTime, eh? Like,
right.
What is FaceTime? Like, you know, and I know, you know, for some of the mob that don't have it, you know, it's quite unfortunate. But, you know, for those of you that do it, there's nothing better than seeing someone's big, you know, big face and having yarns over FaceTime. So, like,
seeing Nana and Grandad's ears. I want to see, you know, my grandparents' ears when they, or their chin when they're trying to hold it up real close and listen. But,
Yeah.
It, you know, even it's been hot and for me, I just got out on the weekend. I just went to a little swimming creek out near Sanford out west, and it was just good to sit and not hear anything else in nature. And there's definitely, obviously the beaches are closed a bit at the moment, so there's heaps of ways to get out and to get in the open air and clear your mind, I think, is a big thing, especially when mob are isolated at home. But, you know, those who are just tuning in, you're tuning in to Deadly Choices radio show on Triple A Murray Country. And we got some big plans coming up next year. So, you know, you're the Broncos assistant coach. As, you know, another sister who plays rugby league, I love to see that happening for our girls, to see our titters, our big sisters in leadership roles, not even just within our community, but within other communities. So, yeah, big shout out to you both being assistant coach this year for Broncos women's team. So it's a really exciting time. But I guess, you know, what is it like for you to see the next generation coming through and also seeing where the level is at now that you're, you know, coaching at the women's NRL level, I guess?
Yeah, it's, you know, obviously one, it was, you know, thank you for the Bronx and Kelvin, the coach, you know, for having that, I suppose, trust in me to come on board with the girls. And, you know, I've had an amazing time so far. You know, I've learnt a lot. It's been really, really fantastic. And, you know, obviously I've been around the professional, I suppose, levels before, and it's good getting back in there. Obviously, not harder, but just different as a coach now. I'm not a player. But, you know, we were doing some stuff with contact the other day, and I was just thinking, I'm pretty happy having to be in that right now. You know, the body's obviously getting older, but, you know, like you said, the amount of young talent that is coming up, and being at Wynnum as well, seeing the talent there, that's coming up, it's phenomenal. And it's actually really exciting for the game of rugby league, you know, women's rugby league. You know, I think there could be a bit more done at the grassroots level, with, you know, getting our girls more involved, you know, and because I'm around grassroots so much with Kobe, my son, playing footy, there's not a lot of young girls that are starting at that level. You know, I think, you know, over the last 2-3 years that he's been playing, there's probably been the 3 or 4 same girls that have been, that he's played against, and which, you know, for me, it hurts my heart because I think there are so many more other young girls that need to be playing at this, at that grassroots level to start their foundations and start understanding the game of rugby league. You know, as much as we love, you know, myself, you know, I came from touch. You know, I played rugby league as a kid, but you know, my main sports were touch and rugby sevens, and sort of coming, you know, back to league after so many years, you know, you do lose a lot of that. Or you, not lose, you've got to gain a lot and I suppose remember and learn a lot when you come back to rugby league, because you know a lot of those things that you need for rugby league you don't necessarily have when you play touch or rugby sevens. It's different as much as people. I mean, the skill level and stuff in touch and that is quite high, and that transitions really well into rugby league. But there's so many other things that you know you seem to need to know when, and it's good
tempo,
being in that.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
It's a different dance. You're still dancing. It's just a different
But, it's been really good so far. You know, we've got some really good young girls that are coming in. Nikita Sal. We've got, young Sarah. Sarah, she's amazing back row. There's just so many good young girls that are up and coming, and, you know, it's exciting to see what the next level is that will be coming through the ranks. And, and especially a lot of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander girls that are, you know, I suppose the biggest one for me is, you know, young Hajija Mosby coming down from the Torres Strait, coming down from Thursday Island, you know, her coming into the Broncos, getting a contract, moving away from home. She's one of the very first along with, you know, so many others that have done it before. But I suppose in this day and age, you know, Hajja's, left home, you know, a young girl and come all the way down.
Yeah.
And 100%. And I think she's, you know, going to start that. I suppose she's a role model for those other young girls up in the Torres Straits that are thinking that they want to play NRLW. She can do it, they can do it. And, she's enjoying herself so far. I mean, she has moved away for rugby sevens a couple of times, but you know, it's she's had a pretty tough year last year. But for her to be able to come down and just she fit in so well on the first day of training, it was amazing. So it's exciting, sis. The girls are looking quite sharp. They've been through some pretty hard preseason things, you know, and young and Julia Robertson and Robbo, she's up there, you know, Westie's girl, she's up there all the time with her.
We tell her not to wear singlets still at West.
Oh, she can keep up. Yeah, put the gun show away. She's just amazing.
Go stand on the outside.
Oh, and not only is she just a specimen athlete, you know, she's just an absolute lovely person. And,
absolutely.
The girls learn a lot from her around the club. And, it's a really good feel at the club. The girls are doing really well. You know, it's a brand new team. They haven't won yet as a team, and this team anyway. So it's going to be exciting, you know. And I'm loving learning. I'm loving, you know, just being around that all again. And I can't wait for the season to kick off.
And when does that kick off, the women's NRL season, Bo?
Yeah. So it kicks off at the end of February. So we've got All Stars, and then you've got 2 weeks, and then that the NRLW kicks off, and our first game is. Our rounds against Newcastle in Newcastle, so one of the new teams, which will be exciting, you know, because they've got a lot of the Warriors girls. They've got something like 11 internationals that are playing, which is exciting. You know, it's exciting for the game. It'll definitely test the Bronx girls. It's going to be. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to catching up with some of the mob in Newcastle as well. You know, Beck Young and all the mob down there. Haven't seen them for a while, it's going to be good.
Yeah, so, I guess what deadly choice are you trying to make right now and I guess take through with you throughout 2022?
Yeah, look, just trying to stay positive, staying organised, keeping fit for my children as well as for my community. You know, I'm always out running around, crazy woman. Some people just don't understand how I do it. These different things, you know. You're nearly everything to everyone sometimes, but sometimes, you know, you got to take a step back and be, just one thing to one person or, you know, I'm a mum first and, that's my deadly choice is being a good mum, a good positive mum, role model in every single way I can, when it comes to, you know, work-life balance, it comes to, you know, nutrition, exercise, all those types of things. I'm always thinking of them before I do anything, you know, they come first in my thoughts every time. So it's a big year, you know, just keeping healthy, working hard, you know, making sure I'm getting all those right messages out there to our mob and making sure that trying to keep our mob safe, you know, throughout these times.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for coming on and having a yarn with me today on Deadly Choices Radio. Really appreciate it. But, yeah, we'll let you go, sis. And we appreciate all the things you're doing and can't wait to see Broncos kill it again. And, yeah, it should be a great season ahead.
Yeah, quick shout-out to all the mob out there, you know, that are listening today. Just stay safe. Look after each other. You know, we're in some tough times. If you need a yarn, just pick up the phone, have a yarn to one of your mob. You know, you get crazy woman like Sinead there. You can always have a yarn to.
Always.
Who loves to have a laugh. But, yeah, get some good positive people around you and, yeah, stay safe.
And that's funny because I'm going to put on Shakaya, Stop Calling Me, because it's the 20th anniversary. Apparently, I read somewhere this week that it was recently the 20th anniversary of Shakaya, Stop Calling Me. But
tell me they're on your playlist. Tell me they're on your playlist.
Of course
they're always on my playlist.
Hey, back to being 10 years, oh, I don't know, I can't do the maths, but 7 years old. And, yeah, going crazy in my lounge room. But, hey, the lines are always open. Make sure you give your friend a call if you need it. Reach out. But thanks, sis, for coming on and talking, and we'll catch up soon.
I just want you to give me a stop calling me. One little line. Go on.
Oh, sis, you know the call me. I'm a bit more of a interpretive dance with it when it comes to singing. And, yeah, we'll keep that up. We'll keep that for the weekends. But, yeah, here we go. Shakaya, Stop Calling Me. We'll be back very soon.
Hi, it's Petro Sivanasivi here, Deadly Choice Ambassador, and you're listening to DC Radio.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to AAA Murray Country, the Deadly Choices Show. We're on every Wednesday night. It's our first episode back for the year. Happy New Year, everyone. And now we're going to be joined by one of the sisters at our MobLink call center, Laura. Laura, how are you going today?
I'm good. How you been? Hey, Mob.
Yeah, it's exciting times because there's just so much happening. There's a lot going on, and I think a lot of families and people are feeling kind of the pressure as well to make sure they're staying safe and doing the right things. Now, Laura, tell me a bit about your role and what you do with MobLink, and who's your mob and where are you from?
Deadly. So I'm Laura Carraba. I'm not from this area, but I'm a far north Queensland girl, born in Ingham. Grew up around between Townsville and Cairns. So far north Queensland girl, currently in IU and been with us here since 2017 and been around the block. So I've been a boomerang around in IU, as I've been saying to Sister Gellia. And I currently am doing a call centre coordinator for our MobLink.
Yeah, right. So tell me a bit about MobLink. So at the moment now with Southeast Queensland, our numbers are a bit out of control, a bit crazy.
Absolutely.
It's a lot more than we expected, right? So we're in the state of really just doing whatever we can for whoever we can, vaccinated or not, but really looking after our mob. Now tell me how, I guess, MobLink was established and what really is its goal.
Absolute. So obviously MobLink's just been rebranded. So a lot of the mob probably heard about Connect Plus and the 1-800 number. So we've actually just connected in with them and rebranded it as MobLink. So basically it's an initiative of IUE and to support the mob out there living in Southeast Queensland, linking them in with health and social services.
Yeah, and I was telling you before, and I like to describe some of our clinicians as Buzz Lightyear because they always go above and beyond, and they're always catering to that person's needs, the person in front of them, not necessarily the system or what they have to work with, but really just working at that one-on-one relationship kind of base. And that's what mob's all about. That's what culture's about, right? So tell me how that is. I guess how does that work when your mob call you guys over the phone? How does it all work for us?
So basically, you know, we've captured the eyes of mob by calling it MobLink. So basically that's a connect line to basically link in with us, and we're basically there to assist in a fair few things. So anything around COVID, if you're testing positive or if you're wanting to get tested, needing to book a vaccination, or even just having a yarn with a health profession about COVID. Basically, that's us, and alongside with Connect Plus and the services that they provide as well too. So basically, give us a call on that number, and we're happy to absolutely assist you in the right way possible and link you up with any of the health and social services that we have within our organisation.
Yeah, right. So it's interesting because I had one of the sister girls who, you know, there's always the rules are changing all the time right now, especially in Southeast Queensland. Absolutely. It's almost like we're really not counting how many cases we have because they're not a real representation. So, you know, and I think that there's a lot of questions being go. I know MobLink, the phone number's on my fridge, and I'm in the midst of getting myself a little kind of health kit at home. So I was talking to my sister and her partner. They play a lot of Fortnite. And I was like, yeah, what is that? What do they call that health? They're like, a med kit, Sinead? I was like, yes. I said, this house needs a med kit when we need to life up, right? So, you know, COVID's there. It's inevitable, unfortunately. Vaccination helps us kind of stay away from hospitals as long as we can. But it's so important that we're ready for anything, vaccinated or not, whether you've got kids or family or not. It's so important that we're ready. But now tell me, you know, we sit on phones, you know, I always say I've got my Centrelink voice because, you know, you need to sit on that phone and it's a long wait and sometimes you're not heard. But I really love that some of the call center people, mob that I've talked to, they're so welcoming and warm. And tell me how that approaches for those phone calls and just how you make connection and understanding for our mob right now.
I think just, you know, firstly for mob that are known about, they love the news, the grapevine, you know, when people talk about things like this and just even getting MobLink out there for mob to see, it captures them and they want to know what it is and basically what goes on in that sort of environment. So when MobLink came out, you know, obviously we had to advertise for what it is and how we can help, and basically mob is what it's all about. And link is like connection. So, you know, when we want mob to link in with us and have that connection, we definitely just want them to, you know, give us a call. So basically getting out there, advertising it and plastering a lot of our mob on social media and all the billboards, if no one's seen any yet, but I'm sure you have too, sis. Within our organisation, we try to get that information out there, say yarning and letting everyone know that, you know, we're here to help, we're here to assist mob during this time and this hardship. And, you know, as we are all aware, COVID's not going anywhere. So we might as well get us known from MobLink and basically get it out there that it's there for you to contact and yarn with us and get you in and link with our services during this hard time. So it's really all about connection. So I'm all for connection, all for yarn, and we do have a diverse staff on our lines at MobLink. So, you know, we're all willing and able to help out alongside with our internal staff that are also jumping on board during this time of chaos. And they've got a lot of helping hands in IUE, and we're all there to help you mob out there. So when you see that number or you have a question around anything, don't be ashamed. You know, if something's a silly question, by all means, we're here, we're the professionals, someone knows something. So, you know, start that by picking up that phone and giving us a call. So there's no shame in doing that. If you've got something that you're worried about at home or auntie and uncle don't know how to pick up the phone and aren't IT savvy, you know, or phone savvy. Mm-hmm. Get them on the phone or just sit down with them and get them on the phone and just ask if we can assist you in any way, because nothing's impossible. You know, we just try to be able to suit your needs and assist in any way for that health and social well-being needs. Yep.
Absolutely. And for the mob who are just tuning in, I'm having a yarn to Laura today. We're just talking about MobLink and what that does for our people here on Deadly Choices show. And it's amazing to see that understanding. Now, the Murray Vine, it's great, it's strong. But in this day and age, particularly with social media can be amazing. But in that sense of really getting the correct information out, you know, I've been lucky enough to talk to doctors week in, week out for the last year and just ask the silly questions, ask all the silly questions in the world. They don't laugh at me. We laugh together mostly, but, you know, they answer it. And you know what, sis, staying at home, staying scared and for fearful and it's not doing nothing for us or our people. So we really need to just stand up and ask the silly questions right now that make us feel a bit silly. But in this day and age, not many people have lived through, you know, our age particularly has lived through a pandemic this overwhelming and this kind of in our face, and it's really changed our lives. So what are some of the challenges, I guess, you do receive from Mob out there that you know, are regular, I guess, challenges and hurdles for us to overcome, you know, because we're already still dealing with our own health issues prior to COVID. So, you know, it's kind of that extra layer, several layers really that, you know, we really need to kind of jump through a few obstacle courses. So what, I guess, are some of the challenges you see MobLink about?
Some challenges, I think, you know, first and foremost, and what is the biggest one is COVID. And yeah, that has been for quite a while. But, you know, it will be a lot of social health and well-being barriers there that just get Mob not to want to, you know, worry about their health, and they just frightened to get out and about and even go and seek that professional medical assistance. So, you know, I think that's the big one. But, you know, and this is why I'm practically here for today too, is, you know, just to advise Mob, you know, we are there. We are there. So if you think that there's no one that you'd be able to yarn in the family, or you feel like no one's going to listen and you know, understand what you are going through, we're here. So we basically pick up them phones 7 a.m., 7 p.m., 7 days a week, Monday to Sunday. You know, we're there, we're on the line. You know, we're willing to just listen and learn from what you guys really bring in wanting to yarn about. So we listen first, and then we foremost, secondly, listen to and then try and help in any way possible. So we're here for you, Mob. We are.
Absolutely.
So, and anything that's impossible, we try to do our best. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. I think that, you know, in this day and age, we can't just assume that one way is going to fit everyone, particularly with COVID. And for Mob who are out there, that number is 1-800-254-354. And like Laura said, from seven to seven, 7 days a week. So make sure you reach out. It's so important. And reach out to the people next to you. I think a lot of the times we don't reach out because we're preempting what response we're going to get. But you can preempt that fact that you will get a warm, welcoming response from MobLink. And everyone I've talked to are really made for the job. They're just calm and patient people who are very passionate and genuine about helping people in all different situations, and Mob in all different struggles. We're a community. It always takes a community to come together, particularly during these times. So big shout out to you, Laura, and your team for stepping into a gap that we needed to be filled at this point in time, particularly with COVID. And like you said, around social health, and it's very important for our mental health right now that if that's not right, our body's really not going to react well. And if we're not looking after our body, we're kind of a target for COVID right now. So it's so important. But big thank you to you, Laura, for coming on and having a yarn with us today. We really, really appreciate it. But I guess if there's anything you want to leave us with.
So, obviously, you Mob trying to look everywhere where our number is, and like Sister Girl said, that we've got our 1-800 number there, but we also are on social media. Our IUIH Facebook page is they broadcast us quite a lot on a daily and advise us a lot on to contact us. There is a MobLink app as well too. So that's through Android and smartphone Apple, Apple Store. So you can get on and get that. Basically, that that link provides us, provides you mob actually, a wide range of information resources designed to support our mob during times of hardship caused by the pandemic. So that's basically information on how to get vaccinated, details on how to book a community yarn about COVID even, information on who to contact if community have questions about COVID and the vaccine, and connections to services. And it's got a lot of information in there for mob too. So, you know, if you're struggling on a few questions that you might want to ask and you're too ashamed, then that's got the resources in there. So our mob and our clinics across the region also have some resources. So by all means, if you're not sure and you want to read some information while you're waiting for your appointment, by all means, that's handy in the clinics. But other than that, your mob, don't forget our number is also still there and it's around. We are currently working right now with our calls coming through, so that number Sister Gail mentioned as well too. I need to get used to that number because it's like 06555 or something like that.
I still remember from up north at 1-800 and all those ads, those numbers stick in my head like for over decades now. But I wouldn't be able to remember my mum or dad's number. Like I think we need to make an ad and a jingle for
that one.
I don't know. I'm not going to sing it, but 1-800-254-354. So, right. But thank you, sis. Very important message there for the mob. Keep looking after yourself. COVID's, well, you know, we're going into 2 years now for COVID, and it's been a lot. It feels like it's been a long, long time, but there's no point in putting off any of our other health. So, you know, dental, social, all that sort of stuff. We're still open. We're still working. Our AMSs, our, you know, locally community controlled health services are still taking in vaccinated and non-vaccinated mob. So make sure you can go find your local clinic. You can find that on www.deadlychoices.com.au. to find out where your local medical services, the closest one nearest to you. But thanks, sis. I really, really appreciate it. I love what you guys are doing. And, I think it's such a needed time right now when everything feels like it's up in the air and the information's changing daily. So it's even hard for myself and a lot of, you know, our experts to keep up, you know, within our fields too. So the more we talk, the more we come together as a community. Yeah, we will. I see the light at the end of the tunnel, but mostly I really want to just see us all work together, even if we have different standpoints or different views of the situation. No matter what, we got to be on the same page working together, ACES.
Absolutely. It's keeping our yarning going and our connections stronger. So mob, get out there, get connected, and we're with yous.
Deadly. Well, we'll have to catch up soon, sis, when you guys are taking less calls, hopefully soon enough. Appreciate you guys and stay strong over there in the call center.
You too, sister.
Yeah, so there you go. That was Laura from the MobLink call connection. She's a coordinator there. It's so important that we reach out right now. It's the most important time, really, to make sure we're all on the same page, as I said before. But throughout the year, your mob, we're going to be shooting over to tobacco offices, our Deadly Choices tobacco offices, because they're going to be out and about and they're going to be taking some interviews down for us and some stories down for us and really having a yarn to the mob who are out there quitting smoking. It's so, so important that we look after our health and we manage our own stress in a healthy and positive way. So, we have some really deadly stories, and I'm going to cut to a story. I believe our tobacco officer caught one of the aunties in Brisbane on the south side there, walking her dog, catching some fresh air, and just caught up with her about her quit journey and what it was like to quit smoking for her health, but also for her family and, her grannies. So take a listen.
Hi, my name's Shabina. I'm Douglas from Cherbourg. I was smoking for over 20 years. Then my third child, Nina, rang me up, said she was pregnant. And I thought, nah, it's time to quit before the baby, my granddaughter, arrives in this world. So that was my inspiration. I thought I was sick of having yellow fingers, sick of the smell, sick of, like, even when I went to buy cigarettes, even though I needed that smoke, I was hating on it every time I was taking a puff, thought it was filthy, but I did it. I quit for my granddaughter before she arrived in this world, and that's how I got hooked stuff. Never looked back. My granddaughter's 3, so I've been clean for 3 years. And I'm still going strong. Can't stand the smell, can't, like, yeah.
So what would be some advice to give to someone that wants to quit smoking?
My advice on quitting smoking? Well, if I can do it, you can do it. Make that deadly choice today.
Did you use any nicotine replacement therapy like gum or patches?
I started off with patches. Patches didn't work for me. It made me itchy, so I turned to gum. I only used the gum for a very short time, and I don't know, I just went, I quit myself. But yeah, I did use a little bit of nicotine gum, just from the beginning to kickstart me off. But yeah, I didn't use it for that long, but yeah.
Well, there you go, your mob. You know, my goodness, it's so amazing to see our aunties and uncles out here who, you know, have been smoking for a while, quit, take the right steps to you know, change their health, change their lives, their lifestyles. So, you know, I know smokes can take a hit to the pocket, but really what they do to our health is, it's horrible to see. So to hear these amazing stories, they really definitely inspire me. And if you have people in your family who are trying to quit smoking, get behind them, support them, encourage them. And just be positive, that positive influence and energy around them for taking those huge steps, because it is a real lifestyle change. And whenever you're doing that, especially later on in life, it's definitely tough. So shout out to all of our mob and our aunties and uncles and our young mob, really making the right steps to look after their future and themselves and their health. But now we're going to head to a bit of a song I've been playing over and over again for a while. I love it, but we're going to head to Morgan Wallen, Cover Me Up, and we'll be back really soon.
You're tuned to Deadly Choices Radio with your host, Janae Clements.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm joined now by Dr. Mills, one of our regular doctors who comes on and just has a yarn about COVID and where we're at with COVID. Now, right now in Southeast Queensland, in Brisbane here, we're currently riding the big wave that was expected. So, Dr. Mills, tell me a bit about what we can expect right now with the COVID wave.
Yes, the COVID wave has arrived. We did talk about it, I think, today before Christmas, didn't we, on this segment? And yes, we were saying it's coming. And when it arrived, it was obviously a bit bigger than we were anticipating because of Omicron and how infectious that is. So it's been a slightly larger wave and a slightly faster moving wave as well. So, you know, really rapid spread through the community. And we're still seeing the numbers rising. We're anticipating that they'll continue rising probably for another couple of weeks and probably reaching a peak around the beginning of February. And obviously the start of schools has been postponed in order that, you know, the start of schools doesn't coincide with that peak. So hopefully that will reduce somewhat the amount of spread that we're seeing. Because as soon as the kids go back to school, there probably will be a bit more spread. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it has been faster moving. We were ready for it, but obviously we didn't anticipate quite so much activity when we returned after the New Year break. So, mm-hmm. for example, in our respiratory clinic at Caboolture, where I was working, we can roughly do about 100 respiratory assessments a day there and testing. And in fact, on the first day back after the new year, we had 700 telephone inquiries for people wanting respiratory assessments. So it just shows what a super spreader event that new year was. Anyway, things are settling down now. It's quite a lot more manageable. And we're hoping that people are finding that they have got access to those services and they are able to get advice when they need it, including through, of course, our 1-800 number, the MobLink number, which I believe that the radio station has been promoting. So that's really good.
Absolutely. So that's our Mob Link is, you know, they've been, they're amazing, receiving a lot of phone calls right now. I know I have their number on my fridge, and that's 1-800-254-354. And it's so important that, yeah, we have those numbers, and I guess a plan and ready for whatever's going to happen right now with the cases so high and the chances of us catching COVID are so high. Dr. Mills, can you remind me the importance of it for us to be vaccinated right now, particularly?
Yeah, so it is just as important as it was before Christmas, and we're getting quite a lot of information back now around how it's spreading through the community, this Omicron, and also the increased risk that people who are unvaccinated are facing in terms of going into hospital and also ending up seriously unwell and ending up in ICU. So, you know, from the perspective of ICU, it's something like 9 times greater risk, and then for ending up in hospital, it's something like 20 times the higher risk. So It is significantly higher risk if you're unvaccinated, and it's not too late to start your vaccination journey. The vaccine is available, you know, widely in all our Southeast Queensland clinics, and we've also got the boosters, of course. So there's quite a lot of evidence that people who have had the booster are likely to get much milder symptoms than other people. And you'll remember that originally the booster was 6 months, and then it was brought down to 5 months and then 4 months. And now, of course, the booster is 3 months. So if you've got your appointment booked to get your 6 month booster, then don't wait. Bring the appointment forward, ring your local clinic and bring it forward and have it done at 3 months instead, because it will protect you from getting severe symptoms or, you know, a lot of people having the booster, they just have very mild symptoms from COVID when they catch it. Obviously, we want people to try and avoid catching it still. So my advice is still don't catch it if you can avoid it. But it is quite, you know, widespread now, particularly if you're in one of those vulnerable groups. So still try and avoid it if you can. Don't go places where there's going to be crowds of people. Try to make sure that you're doing the physical distancing, hand washing, mask wearing, all of those kind of things as well. We've got some additional precautions to keep our clinics extra safe for people coming for their routine care. So you'll notice a few differences, particularly around the increased amount of telehealth that's being offered. But also if people are coming into the clinics and they've got those conditions, if they've got their immune system suppressed or if they're elderly or they've got those long-term medical conditions, we're trying to get people to come through the clinic quite quickly so they're not waiting in waiting rooms. And so just to keep things as safe as possible. And you'll see us all wearing these N95 masks just so that, you know, we're protecting each other, our work colleagues, but also that we're protecting our clients when they're coming through as well. And, of course, we've got our respiratory clinics across Southeast Queensland where people who have got those COVID symptoms can go and get a comprehensive assessment done from their symptoms.
Yeah. So one of the questions I was having actually earlier was what is considered right now, because there's so many of our mob getting it, what is considered a close contact, Dr. Mills?
Yeah, so you probably have seen that the government have come up with a definition of a close contact, which is basically a household contact where you've been together for longer than 4 hours. And whilst that's kind of the official definition, we do know that the Omicron variant of COVID is highly infectious, and people with much briefer contacts than that are actually catching the virus. So I think, you know, the definition probably is immaterial, but if you've been in contact with somebody who's got COVID, if you've had a significant, if you've been in close proximity with them, even if it's only for a very short time, there's certainly potential that you can catch it. And depending on where you're going and what the risk was, you may want to think about coming for a test if you regard yourself as a close contact, or certainly if you develop symptoms with at any point in time, whether or not you realise you've been a close contact, then please come and get tested.
Absolutely. And for those who are just tuning in, it's AAA Murray Country here. This is our first Deadly Choices show of the year. And we've got Dr. Richard Mills here just kind of giving us an update on COVID, and the number and the wave is kind of a bit bigger than we anticipated, but as well as, you know, it's important we focus on the things we can control, right, Dr. Mills? And isolating and testing is huge right now, in particular for this wave.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, when you do test positive, you need to go into self-isolation and the rest of your household needs to go into quarantine. And there's a little bit of confusion about what the difference between isolation and quarantine. So if you've got COVID, if you've got symptoms, you need to isolate yourself, and we call that self-isolation. So hopefully you'll be on your own and not mixing with your other family members and household members who are actually in quarantine. So they're in quarantine, they haven't got symptoms, they're waiting to see whether they caught the virus. And if they get to the seventh day, they still haven't got symptoms, they can do a day six test and then they can be released from quarantine. Of course, if that day six test actually comes back as positive, and we are seeing a few people, because it is very difficult in the family unit to actually stay separate from, you know, keep people apart who've got symptoms and who are isolating against people who are quarantining, then unfortunately, if somebody else in quarantine tests positive, then everybody in quarantine has to add another 7 days to their quarantine period. So it is a bit difficult for some families where they get that sort of domino effect, one after another getting the virus, and then the people in quarantine having their quarantine extended by another 7 days.
Absolutely. It's definitely tough times right now for our community. And that number again, MobLink, you can call them up for any questions, literally any questions that you need that can kind of help you or link you up with another service. And that number is 1-800-254-354. But also a reminder that vaccinated or not, our clinics are also not turning away our mob and our community. So if you ever have a call, make sure you give, ever need anything, make sure you give your local clinic a call. You can find out where your local clinic is at www.deadlychoices.com.au. But thanks, Dr. Richard Mills. Is there anything kind of that you want to leave us with that we should, I guess, keep in mind right now during this wave?
Yeah, so there's so much to talk about. I suppose one thing I haven't mentioned was the children's vaccinations. Maybe we'll focus on that next time. So the 5 to 11-year-olds, the vaccine is out now. We've got really good uptake of the vaccine for those younger ages, and it's a really important strand in the chain, really, of preventing serious illness from COVID, but also reducing the amount of spread and reducing the chances of kids having to have more time off school and away from their learning.
Absolutely. And particularly for our little ones, you know, that long, they've got so much life to live. So that long-term COVID effects is definitely the last thing we want for our little ones and for our future generations. But thanks, Dr. Mills. It's always a pleasure talking to you, even though we're not talking about the greatest things. But yeah, it's always great to make sure our community's up to date with all the information and make sure that they know where to go in times of need when COVID eventually goes through our households. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and talk to you next time.
Hi, it's Brenton Bowen, Deadly Choices Ambassador, and you're listening to DC Radio on 98.9 FM.
Well, there you go, you mob. That was Dr. Richard Mills. I'm always very, very grateful for our doctors taking the time out in their very busy schedules to have a yarn and make sure our community's up to date. It's so important that we're asking the right questions towards the right people right now. There's a lot going on and there's a lot of information out there. So, yeah, make sure you're checking in with your GP and you're keeping up to date with as much information as you can. But also, you know, taking that time to rest and to look after yourself. You know, it's going to be a big year ahead. We're going to be talking to a lot more community. We want to hear more stories from our mob out in our communities and keeping that connection alive. So that's what I'm really excited about this year is hearing more stories from our mob. So, you know, this is AAA Murray Country 98.9 FM. And this year is going to be, yes, some really exciting stuff. But make sure you keep up to date with your 715 health check. They're always important, making sure you're, you know, ahead of the game, essentially, and looking after your your health before it becomes an issue. So that's what we really want, is that preventative health, to really take action there, particularly this year as we're coming off the back of two really long COVID years. So make sure you take that rest and you really just focus on the important things and really the things that make you happy. But tune into our Deadly Choices Facebook page. There's heaps of things going on there, heaps of live sessions, some deadly yarns, good quick taco. I know I've got to check out some new recipes, deadly DC Fit, and so much more. So yeah, check it out and tune in and make sure you're keeping up to date with all those information that's going on out there. But lastly, you mob, you know, keep getting tested. As Dr. Mills said, it's so important that we're masking up right now, that we're isolating when we need to, and we're getting tested when we need to. You know, if you have any symptoms, no matter how mild, call the clinic, book in for a test. You can find your nearest clinic at www.deadlychoices.com.au. But as I said, mob, have a plan. Vaccinated or not, have your plan in place for yourself and especially for your family, you know, if you're looking after your jarjums as well. So, yeah, that's us. Wednesday night, your mob, every Wednesday night. You'll catch us same time, same place here on AAA Murray Country. And you know, until then, keep making them deadly choices.
Deadly Choices Radio. A show encouraging mob to make healthy choices, from stop smoking, eating good food, exercising daily, and getting a health check for themselves and their family. Featuring Deadly Choices ambassadors, the Healthy Lifestyle Mob, and many more. So tune in to Deadly Choices after 6 p.m. each Wednesday and on demand on AAA Murray Country.